Number 109 from September of 2005, Our Cup is Full. I was having lunch with my friend Bruce Perkins this week, and he asked if our blessed Savior was going to do the potato feast again this year. I replied that we certainly were, and that it was going to be bigger and better than ever. Now that I proclaim this, we have to live up to that billing. Bruce said that he was glad because he really enjoyed coming to it last year and hoped that he wouldn't be out of town this year when it happened. He said, I really felt a good spirit about the whole thing, even when I was waiting in line. You could tell that all of you workers were really making fun out of the work. There was a real positive energy. Those unsolicited comments from someone outside of our congregation got me thinking about the way we work together as one aspect of our witness to the community. When people look at us, they want to know if the love of God in Christ makes any difference in the way we look at life and the way we live our lives. Most certainly they can tell this if they work with us for any length of time, but they can also draw some hasty conclusions by simply watching the way we work together with each other at public functions, such as the Potato Feast, Emergency Relief Fund, Cooperative Vacation Bible School, and other events. There are always times when projects and activities don't turn out exactly the way we would like, and it is at these times that people want to see if we literally still have any grace under pressure, or if we revert back to our old sinful impulses of blaming, shaming, criticizing, impatience, and intolerance. People notice if God's love and acceptance make us bigger than the problems and situations we face. People notice if we can get beyond ourselves, get beyond the way we would like to see things done, and can simply accept that not everybody does things our way and be content with that. The Christian church is a fellowship of attraction, not promotion, and not control. Everybody who works in the church is volunteering except the pastor and the other paid staff. The staff are the only ones about whom we can really have any expectations. All the rest of the folks really don't have to do a thing. They are volunteering and offering themselves out of their response to the love that God has shown them. God's love within their hearts actually makes them bigger than their own selfish desires. When their cup is full, it has to start spilling out onto others, and it is a beautiful thing to see. When we work together in the church, we must use our noblest principles that Jesus taught us, such as tolerance, patience, encouraging, joy, and contentment. People notice these things, and they wonder where we're getting it.